This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 8th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom reflects on water legacy. Hurdles with fumigant alternatives. Foster Farm sued. And a report says tariffs cost more jobs than the pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom is framing his water record as a move away from litigation and old binaries toward more storage, conveyance, habitat work, and drinking water investments. In a speech closing the spring conference for the California Association of Water Agencies yesterday, Newsom warned of hotter, dry periods and wetter storms straining infrastructure. He reflected on the water resilience portfolio, the healthy rivers and landscapes agreements, the Delta Tunnel Project, groundwater recharge orders, permitting reforms, and investment in the Salton Sea, Sites Reservoir, Klamath River restoration, and safe drinking water. Newsom said the state has invested $11 billion in water infrastructure over 7 years, and more than a million Californians who previously lacked safe drinking water now have access. The governor also criticized the Trump administration's approach to California water, saying the rhetoric has misrepresented the state's work and oversimplified the system. He charged the administration with, quote, shutting things down at a time we need to be stepping things up. California pesticide regulators are weighing how quickly agriculture and food handlers can move away from post-harvest fumigants that remain critical for trade, storage, and food safety, but raise worker and community exposure concerns. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has released a report summarizing an expert conveying on four post-harvest fumigants that protect stored commodities from pests, fungal disease, and microbial contamination. The California Council on Science and Technology experts acknowledge the fumigants help prevent food loss and stop the spread of invasive pests, especially when import, export, or quarantine rules require treatment. But the report points to exposure concerns, citing elevated methyl bromide levels detected near West Long Beach facilities. It calls for clearer state agency roles, stronger enforcement, and more investment in emissions controls. The report identifies alternatives like controlled atmospheres, irradiation, pheromone-based tools, ethyl formate, coal treatments, and integrated pest management. None is a simple replacement, and the experts list several barriers, limited facilities, commodity damage risk, slow treatment times, training needs, and international rules that may still require fumigation. DPR says the study is part of its broader sustainable pest management effort. A final CCST report on pre-plant fumigants is expected later this year. An animal welfare group is suing Foster Farms for violating California animal cruelty laws, using a state law that allows societies for the prevention of cruelty of animals to bring such lawsuits. The suit has been submitted for filing to Fresno County Superior Court, according to a plaintiff, Legal Impact for Chickens. The complaint alleges, based on 2024 undercover investigation, chickens were crushed with forklifts and forced to live, quote, in wet, filthy litter, among other alleged harmful practices. Legal Impact for Chickens attorney Drew Givens said the current case involves, quote, a number of chicken grow-out facilities, mainly in the Fresno area. They were also facilities in Merced County and Stanislaus County. The suit seeks declaratory relief, the court, quote, officially acknowledging that Foster Farms is breaking the law, Givens says. In addition, the complaint asks for injunctive relief and order directing the company to stop abusing animals, also requests an unspecified amount in punitive damages. The law allows SPCAs to file suit, quote, has been on the books for a while, but it's not frequently used, Givens said. The company, California's largest poultry producer, did not respond to requests for comment. A statement on the California Poultry Federation site from the company says, quote, raising animals humanely isn't a new concept at Foster Farms. It's been part of our values since 1939, and it's a value we share with you. That's why we are proud to be certified by the American Humane Association, one of the nation's leading animal welfare organizations that has been at the forefront in protecting farm animals since 1877. Businesses with under 10 employees have suffered a higher rate of job losses in 2025 than during 2020 at the height of the pandemic. That according to a new analysis. The report from Democrats on the Joint Economic Committee, which has lawmakers from both the House and the Senate, found businesses lost 292,000 jobs in 2025, almost 4.5 times the 2020 rate. Businesses with fewer than 10 employees in especially tariff-exposed industries account for over half of total jobs lost at the smallest businesses since April 2025, the report reads. Take note, importers have paid more than $280 billion since March 2025, including $166 billion of emergency tariffs that were later ruled unlawful. There has been little relief from the onslaught of tariff costs for small businesses, according to Dan Anthony, executive director of We Pay the Tariffs, in a statement. We Pay the Tariffs is a coalition of more than 1,000 small businesses opposed to tariffs. A bipartisan delegation of senators met with Chinese officials this week, pressing Beijing to open market access for U.S. commodities, including beef, that according to a readout. Senators Steve Daines of Montana, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Jerry Moran of Kansas, and Deb Fisher of Nebraska met with Chinese premier and foreign minister, among others, according to a readout from Daines' office. The senators discussed the importance of reciprocal trade and opening up China's markets to sustained agriculture trade across beef, wheat, pulse crops, potatoes, apples, cherries, soybeans, grain sorghum, and seafood, as well as other industries, the readout says. Trump is set to meet with President Xi Jinping next week. The administration has indicated it is hoping for agriculture trade outcomes. Here's today's final word. Mandating higher wages beyond what the market can bear will not create a workforce that does not exist. That the word of Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia in a LinkedIn post blasting the H-2A wage claims behind a state bill seeking to boost farm worker pay. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 8th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.